The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I'll be here with you for the next hour. I have a really lovely kōrero with Samara Alofa, who is playing on Saturday at DeVille as part of the Nelson Arts Festival. So stay tuned for that. I also have new music from Fables and a song from Fong, and so many treats for you. First up, though, I am going to play the first song that I heard from Samara Alofa back in 2020. It is called Don't Care. And after that, I'm going to play Wobble, which is by Polly Hill and Samara Alofa from Aquarius, and that is more of a taste of what you can catch in the arts festival.
I love you.
Kia ora, you're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I am lucky enough to be speaking over Zoom with Samara Alofa, who is playing with Polly Hill at the Nelson Arts Festival event at DeVille on Saturday. Kia ora, Samara.
Kia ora.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am one half of Aquarius. I do a lot of the vocals. I sing. And Paloma, who couldn't make it for this, unfortunately, they rap and produce the music. We are part of a duo. And I guess we're called Aquarius. Actually, the record that we put out is called Aquarius. And then we've sort of just embraced that that's what people sort of book us under now, as Aquarius, as well as Samara Alofa and Polly Hill.
How did you come to be performing together?
Paloma and I, we were flatmates, and we both were making our own solo music. Yeah, we sort of just were like, well, it makes sense that we make something together. And then we ended up making something, and then that was sort of like the demo, and then they moved away. But we continued to do it because it was so easy to make stuff together. It's not often that someone will just send you a beat and then, like for me personally, and then be able to like write to it immediately, you know? So, yeah, it was like,
the chemistry was there.
Magical chemistry, yeah, yeah. And also besties, you know, you learn so much about someone when you live with them. And we're both queer, so, you know, there's all these things that aligned us and made it easy.
I really like the queer themes to your music. Like, I first came across Don't Care and read about how you were, like, cutting off the patriarchal heteronormativity and those who enable it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's such a good thing to write a song about. Then when you both came out with Queer Bait, I was like, oh, okay, these people are writing about stuff that interests me. How does being queer affect how you make music?
I guess it's like, it's just another aspect of, I guess, something that drives you forward in life, you know. It's a conversation. And also queerness is such a broad spectrum, you know. It's not just about being lesbian or gay. It's about what you think about what's going on. It's resistance. And I think for me personally, as a person who comes from like different whakapapa and Indigenous peoples, it was natural to lean into the queerness of like being resisting a lot of stuff that is, you know, put in your face and influence it, or assimilation and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think it just was like the next stage of unraveling all of the things that I personally felt like I was had assimilated to without even consensually knowing, or like, you know, it's like becoming a more aware person. Yeah.
I love that answer. Thank you. So Aquarius came out about almost a couple of years ago. How did the remix album Age of Uranus come to be?
I guess we like just flirted with the idea throughout the whole process. So like even us making Aquarius, we were like, you know, we'd finish something or we'd like, you know, lay something down, record it and be like, oh man, the remix, la la la. You know, that was always in the conversation. And I think I always say to my friends, like, everything starts off as a joke, you know, like you joke about it. Even like me becoming a singer, like me and my friends in high school, we would pretend like we could sing, and then eventually we actually got good. And it was like the same as the remix. It was like we'd joke about it, you know, joke, oh yeah, la la la. I mean, that's my reflection of it. I think Paloma would probably say something else, but I feel like that's my experience, is that we joked about it a lot, and then we were like, oh my gosh, like Shaq is our bestie and they could totally make that happen. And it was just a no-brainer. And at that time as well, we were all flatting together again. So it was just, yeah, it was one of those things. It's like easy to, yeah, work together. And obviously like a dream come true. as well to work with two of your besties on something that is like fun, and we can party to our own music and hear our own music in a club night, which is really cool and yeah. Awesome.
So when you play live on Saturday down here, is the vibe going to be Age of Uranus?
Yeah, so what we're starting to bring into our live performance is the remix album as well. Yeah, so it'll be Aquarius, and that will go into Age of Uranus. And yeah, that's like how we wrap up our set now. We did a similar thing at Others Way last year, and that was before we had even released the project. We like tested it out and it was super fun.
Excellent.
So yeah, we plan to do it again, but it's even more like evolved now. So yeah. I've been so like surprised and also like really like my heart warmed how there's been a few people like who are living in Nelson and who are queer who have reached out and been really excited that we're coming. And naturally my curiosity, I'm very curious, so I reply and then I ask like, oh, is there very much of like a queer community in Nelson? And the reply is like, no, oh, not so much, but there is a really that cute community. And I think we got really excited. We hope that that's who it's for, and we hope that those people can make it to our show.
There's a really cute queer community down here, and there's a queer community who are aching to dance up the front and scream at you, so me included.
Yay! I guess that's the point I want to get across. I'm really excited to bring something like fun for you know, and something that you feel really warm and included and seen and accepted. I hope we can help create a space this weekend. And also I am wondering, are we going to be dressing up since it's Halloween? Is that the vibe? Or?
That's a really good point, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can pull out the black lipstick.
I know. I'm like, should I pack my wings?
Do it.
Did we pack our wings?
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And I am really looking forward to dancing up the front on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you, IRL.
You can catch Polly Hill and Samara Alofa at DeVille as part of the Nelson Arts Festival this Saturday. Doors open at 8:30. If you see me there, I will be dancing with a big grin on. Come say hi. I have a double pass to give away. So if you message me on Instagram or send me an email, loudandqueerjoe@gmail.com, you will go into the draw to win the double pass for Saturday night. Hope to see you there. This is Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I'm going to play the DJ Snake Legs remix of the Polly Hill and Samara Alofa track, Acid Rain.
I'm so
is Das Ovni Aotearoa Doom Gaze Band with their track Big Rock. Before that, you heard Promaya with Like You Want It To. They are a band from Nam, Melbourne. And first up there, Polly Hill and Samara Alofa, the DJ Snake Legs remix of their track Acid Rain. And you can catch them at DeVille on Saturday night. I am giving away a double pass. If you want to message me on Instagram or send me an email, loudandqueerjoe@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you anyway. Just send me an email. This is Fresh FM, and I have some more tracks for you. Fables are another Aotearoa act, and this is called Sundown.
Sundown becomes me incandescent and fumbly. Would you call? In mid-century in the radio national, forget heavy tendencies, promise I'll play it casual. You'd hope for a vice deal, cigarettes or a cold beer. I'll be something to hold here, smolder is longing and burn through all of this dead guy bloom and romance. Hearts in the safe. Now go on and crack it, it's simple.
Fresh FM. That was Casey Dinell with Three of Cups, and that is off of a new album out this month called My Heart is an Outlaw. Before that, you heard a brand new single from Fables, a track called Sundown. I am a little bit obsessed with that song right now. I have another Aotearoa track from an electronic duo who in a not-so-electronic band called Lesbian Death Sluts from Hell. They have a duo called Slitopia, and this is a track called Cowboy.
Sometimes What they sense say, meet y'all then, I'm taking my wife. Celebrate love, grab that rice. Let me unplug, no more Wi-Fi. I don't need drugs, just more pure life. Travel more often, see more sights. Cause every day I work harder for my goals. Crossing these rappers off like tic-tac-toe. I'm addicted to figures, no G.I. Joe. So I gotta get lost in just travel mode. Understand me when I write that you gotta live your life. Spend a little more of your mind on joy, not on the grind. If you're lost, then go and find yourself to get a line. Cause the one thing we cannot get back is time.
Billy Dean Thomas, aka the Queer B.I.G. out of Boston, with a track called On My Way off of their album MX, which just came out this month. And all three of those songs that you just heard are all new releases. Before that, NAM, Melbourne band Screensaver with Soft Touch, and Slitopia with Cowboy. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I'll be with you for another 14 minutes. I've got a Welsh multi-instrumentalist called Carice Havana, and they play the triple harp. And this is a track called Angel.
Be
That was Mercury Fong with The Birds. They have new music coming out soon, so stay tuned. Before that, you heard Carice Havana with their track Angel. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I've really enjoyed compiling all the music and talking with Samara Alofa, who you can catch at DeVille on Saturday. And if you need a double pass, please message me on Instagram or email loudandqueerjoe@gmail.com and you'll be in with a chance to win a double pass to that. Hopefully see you there. I always like to finish up each episode of Loud and Queer with a track by a queer icon. This week, and I can't believe that I haven't played it before, given that a year ago was the first episode of Loud and Queer. So happy birthday to the show. And the queer icon that we're going to play this week, Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Relax. I will be back in a fortnight. Ka kite.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.